Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. John's the author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. This is Denny Nugent. Visit your local Christian bookstore for resources on evangelism, and you're likely to come away with competing, even contrary advice. Some books will tell you to take a passive approach. Prepare to witness, then wait for God to send lost people your way. But others call you to be more active. That's the sense one listener got when he read Matthew 28. Jesus said, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to every living creature." John, is there a most biblical method for witnessing to our neighbors?
Well, I think anything and everything ought to be done in the issue of evangelism. I don't think there are any limits. The Scripture doesn't constrain us in any way. The Great Commission, go into all the world, give the gospel to every living creature, sets the stage, doesn't it? That doesn't set any limits on what we do. Door-to-door evangelism, street evangelism, classroom evangelism, neighbor-to-neighbor evangelism, evangelism on the battlefield, evangelism on the field of competition, friendship evangelism, you name it. Anywhere, everywhere, all the time, we should be proclaiming the gospel. The truth of the matter is, I'm not so concerned about that as I am that when we do communicate the gospel, we get the gospel right. That's really the important thing. And we can't be going around telling people, oh, it's really easy to be a Christian, just pray this prayer and you're in. We want to make sure that we really confront people about their sin and repentance and the identity of Christ and a commitment to Christ as Lord and Master and the believing sinner as one who is willing to become his slave for all of the benefits and joys that that produces.
Thanks, John, and thank you for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more in-depth teaching from Matthew, or if you have a question for John, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.